This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
720 WGN, Justin Kaufman. Steve is back tomorrow, 312-981-7200. Well, the big story in Chicago has to do with a petition challenge, and we'll see who of the 21 candidates who want to be your next mayor are going to survive. Some of the names, some reporting that's out now said they're going to drop off. And some of the bigger names, there's still challenges. We're still trying to figure out what's going to happen with Susana Mendoza, who's being challenged by Tony Preckwinkle. And she seems to be miffed about that. And also a news about who's leading the fundraising, push, you would say, and some surprising names at the top, or not surprising. Heather Sharon is a managing editor at the Daily Line in Chicago, dailyline.net. Great to talk to you, Heather. How are you?
I'm great, Justin. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great. So let's first talk about this petition challenge. So it's so much made about 21 candidates, but the truth of the matter is that when this all shakes out, there may be many less candidates for mayor.
Absolutely. I would expect that we're going to see anywhere, you know, between nearly a dozen candidates drop off and, you know, as many as probably a minimum of 5 or 6 candidates are going to get bounced.
And is the idea, you have to challenge that, the petitions, and then they go through the process of weeding out ones that might be doubles or they don't have a valid address, things of that nature, and those numbers then fall behind the required numbers that you need to run for mayor.
Right. So you have to collect 12,500 signatures from registered voters in Chicago to make the ballot for mayor, city clerk, and city treasurer. And that is not easy because, you know, you will get people who sign, you know, a fake name or a fake address, or because you might have petition passers who, you know, aren't really actually doing a great job. So that's why the rule of thumb in Chicago politics is that you've got to turn at least triple the number of required signatures in to be sure that you're going to make the ballot. And that's why Susana Mendoza is in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, talk about this.
Yeah, so she only turned in somewhere around 25,000 signatures. So that sounds like a lot, right? And she only really had 3 weeks to collect the signatures because she was reelected state comptroller and she didn't formally announce her run for Chicago mayor until after that, even though everybody knew she was going to run, of course. So she started perhaps a little bit behind the eight ball and sort of scrambled to make that up. So now she's got to make it through the hearing process at the Chicago Board of Election Commissioners. And basically, she's got to beat back this challenge that was filed by Tony Preckwinkle. Now, Susana Mendoza wasn't the only candidate that Tony Preckwinkle challenged. Tony actually challenged 5 candidates, all female candidates, all women of color, including former police board president Lori Lightfoot.
Yeah, and that's so interesting, Heather, because Susana Mendoza came out and mentioned that and said in this year of the woman, she's upset that Tony Preckwinkle's challenging. But it sounds like that's, you know, it's all about, you know, genre politics. And we see this a little bit with African-American businessman Willie Wilson, who's challenging
right.
some of the other African-American candidates, that they seem that the way that they see the path to victory is to play that genre politics. So they want anyone who shares that genre to be out, right?
Right. So they say, this is my lane, and anybody who's challenging me, potentially sort of running unobstructed in that lane, I'm going to try to knock out before the voting starts. So it'll probably be at least a couple more weeks till we know for sure who is on the ballot. And then there's always the possibility of court challenges, which means this could stretch on into potentially, you know, late January, early February, and the election is set for February 26th.
Heather, explain to me, and I had never understood this, but when you put a challenge in on someone, like you just said, Tony Preckwinkle put 5 challenges, and you see Willie Wilson put a challenge in. Do you have to have money to do that? Because I would think everyone would challenge everybody, and you'd have good candidates like Jamal Green who would want to challenge Tony Preckwinkle. But is there a cost associated to this?
Absolutely. So you have to hire an election attorney, and there are several attorneys, and this is basically the bread and butter of their practice, where, you know, they sort of know how to look for not good signatures or even to make allegations of fraud. And then on the other side of it is that if you're somebody like Lori Lightfoot or Susana Mendoza and you get challenged, you have to be prepared with an attorney of your own to sort of beat back those challenges. And it's very expensive. It's time consuming. It's draining. And a lot of times candidates will challenge other candidates, even assuming that they're not actually going to prevail, but it's a way to sort of drain your rival's pocketbook and their sort of attention. Because obviously, if you're worried about whether or not you're even going to make the ballot, you're sort of distracted from sort of running as hard as you can to get votes.
Right. Heather, is this an antiquated system?
Well, you know, it's interesting because you have to collect a significant amount more signatures to run for executive office, mayor, city clerk, city treasurer in Chicago than you do in New York or Los Angeles. So there's certainly a sense that this system was set up to protect incumbents, because if you have an organization like Tony Preckwinkle, whom I should mention is the, you know, head of the Cook County Democratic Party, in addition to be the Cook County Board President, you know, you're going to have an easier time getting that high number of signatures, and you're going to have an easier time fighting off any challenges.
Right. It favors the incumbent, right?
Absolutely. And who have the incumbents been in, you know, Chicago and Illinois history? You're talking white men who have a lot of money, or at least the ability to raise a lot of money. So that's why you see somebody like Jamal Green, who's been really sort of frustrated by this whole system. He and Willie Wilson have sort of been going at it on social media, and they've, you know, sort of tussled a little bit at, you know, he tussled with former state legislator Ricky Hendon. So, you know, emotions run really high because, you know, Jamal Green is a first-time candidate and is trying to get on the ballot, and he's, you know, run into several obstacles.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like he's going to make it, right? That's right now that the challenge from Willie Wilson seems to be working.
So, you know, Jamal Green will tell you he will definitely be on the ballot, that the challenges are ridiculous and not merit-based or anything like that, but there has been a, you know, sort of indication that he didn't actually collect 12,500 signatures. So I think, you know, there's a good possibility that he's going to get bounced. I think that the real question, of course, is what happens to those that we consider sort of the varsity mayoral candidates, so to speak. You know, is Susana Mendoza going to stay on the ballot? Because I think if she gets bounced, that's going to sort of reshape the campaign once again.
Wow, that would be a huge story.
Yeah.
Because she's clouded up. She's got a lot of high friends in high places to for her to get bounced. All right. The second part of this, which I found also really interesting and fascinating, is the fundraising of these candidates. Bill Daley is the leader right now with over $3 million. Most of the money coming from East Coast. Talk about
right.
Bill Daley, who, you know, besides his huge name, isn't always spoken as the front runner here.
He got the Kennedy endorsement as well, so he's got that going for him.
It's so fascinating because, you know, we've been talking about this race for at least a couple of minutes now, and it's the sort of the, oh yeah, and Bill Daley is running. And, you know, Chicago politics has been, you know, dominated by the Daley family for generations. So Bill Daley is not, you know, is not going to hurt for money. He's going to be able to get his ads out there. He's going to be able to hire a well-oiled team, you know, to sort of, you know, fan out across the city. You know, the question is, will his message resonate, you know, after, you know, nearly 40 years of his father and then his brother being in office? And is, you know, the question is can he reach a changing electorate? We saw in the November election that the number of millennial voters surged, the number of voters of color surged. You know, his challenge is going to speak to those people who he hasn't, who are familiar only with his dad and his brother and may not have fond memories of the Daley era. You know, the pension crisis sort of took root under Richard M. Daley. And of course, you're going to start hearing, I think, a lot about the much loathed parking meter deal, which of course was put forward by
Richard M. Daley. Can't have a mayoral election without that being brought back up, right?
Right.
Heather, you're talking about if his message will be heard and things. I think part of what's going on with him is he is not in the news because of no controversy currently. Susan Mendoza, Tony Preckwinkle, those people, we were talking about them with the November election because they were going to be holding losing seats.
Yeah.
And if
right.
it was fair, yeah, they right. were making news not because yeah, right. they're getting a message out about being mayor. They were because we had personal. We found it in conflict. If you're running for,
they're finding ways to get themselves in the news.
Yeah,
even
and Billy Wilson, you know, they're in the news for all things that really yeah. aren't about their mayoral campaign.
Right,
right,
right. It's important to mention though that Toni Preckwinkle has a significant number of endorsements. She's got SEIU behind her, and she's also got that Cook County Democratic machine behind her, which you can really never discount Chicago politics being what they are.
Heather and. Am I wrong to be too excited about this race?
I just
think this from a someone who you know me. I love politics. I love local politics. These are all they're the rivalries, the storylines, the candidates that are lining up. This is like a Christmas come early for people who love local politics.
Absolutely. I mean, it is Christmas and New Year's and Easter and your birthday, all wrapped up into one for political junkies. And what's really exciting about it is that, you know, I certainly hope that we're going to be talking about the issues that really will shape sort of, you know, the next, you know, sort of 4, 10, 8, 12 years of Chicago, because there are big issues facing the city. And with an open seat in the mayor's office, you know, the candidates are really going to have a chance to sort of say, here's what Chicago should look like after my first term in office. Yeah. And that's really exciting.
Well, we look forward to hashing those issues out with you and others as well. Heather Sharone, managing editor at The Daily Line, covers all things Chicago as well as Cook County and Springfield. Thanks, Heather. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Justin. Take care.
I love when she comes on.
I know. She's great. I like to think of when these attorneys are in law school, when they're taking the bar and they're thinking, I'm going to get into signature review for challenges for political campaigns. I think that's really where I want to focus
right.
and look at people's signatures. Like, who goes
yeah,
into
right.
that?
I think the storylines, I just love it. You have the Daly family versus... Now, in the past, the Daleys and Richard M. Daly, he was the head of the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
So Bill Daly doesn't have that. Now that's Toni Preckwinkle. So all the things that got the Daly family elected are in Preckwinkle's camp. So it'll be interesting to see how that kind of plays out. You also have Daly versus some of the old Daly crew, Paul Vallis, Jeremiah Joyce. Those are people who have been involved with the Daly family in one way or another for years. You have all those. You have Willie Wilson and the Black Vote, which... He just said, you gotta love Willie Wilson because he just came out and he said, I just want other black folk to get out of the way.
Yeah.
That's why he's questioning Jamal Green's candidacy. He's not pretending like it's for some reason or for democracy. He just comes out and says, I don't want other black candidates. Because I'm going to win the black vote and just get out of my way.
I'm seeing a future Mean Girls type musical yeah. with Toni Preckwinkle yeah. Questioning all the other women in there of color. I think that'll play out in a good story later.
And we haven't even talked about, even in this conversation, about Mara Enya and Chance the Rapper and Kanye West. There are so many storylines. It's so juicy.
I can't wait for the Daily Slam ads that have the parking meters in
know,
it.
Right?
I forgot about the parking meter issue.